Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in the U.S. states of West Virginia and Nebraska cast presidential primary ballots. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are facing off, with Clinton holding a slight lead in opinion polls. New U.S. political surveys show the likely presidential contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are locked in tight contests in three key states. Clinton continues to hold about a 6 percentage point lead nationally over Trump, but Tuesday's Quinnipiac University poll in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida show voters closely divided in all three. Those are the three states where U.S. presidential elections are often decided. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan, late this month. If he does, he will become the first U.S. president to go to the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. Josh Earnest is a presidential spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons.
The White House says the president will visit Hiroshima with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe toward the end of a May trip to Vietnam and Japan. The head of Bangladesh's leading Islamist party was executed Wednesday on charges of genocide and war crimes linked to the nation's war for independence in 1971. The nation's law minister says Motir Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, was hanged at Dhaka Central Jail. This is VOA News. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. That decision means the Senate can take a vote Wednesday on putting Ms. Rousseff on trial. Her lawyers have launched a last-minute effort to head off that action, appealing to the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings. The president is accused of manipulating state funds to hide the state of the country's finances during her 2014 re-election campaign. She says her opponents are attempting a coup. Officials say U.S. and Afghan commandos staged a joint raid on Tuesday, rescuing the son of a former Pakistani prime minister who had been held captive for 3 years by a militant group. A known gunman kidnapped Ali Haider Gilani from a 2013 election rally, and his whereabouts were unknown until now. Former Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani expressed joy.
Today is the happiest day for me, that with all the prayers of our friends, relatives, and the entire nation, and my son has been recovered.
The U.S. military said the joint counterterrorism mission retrieved Gilani from a compound in Gian district of Paktika province, which borders Pakistan. It said four enemy combatants were killed as a result of the operation. Officials say a suicide car bombing in an eastern Afghan region bordering Pakistan killed at least 10 people Tuesday evening. They say the attack happened in Nazian district of Nangarhar province. A pro-government tribal militia leader was apparently the target. At least 23 people were wounded. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed 3 people and wounded 45 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting 7 suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment. It was not immediately clear if the dead included any of the suspects. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid early Tuesday on a base of the militant group Al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. Residents in the village of Tora Torau said soldiers dropped from helicopters on the outskirts of the village and then went to the target on foot. A Somali official said the operation lasted for 2 hours and the troops met no resistance. He declined to identify the targets. Disagreements in France's ruling Socialist Party over a labor reform bill could force the government to face a no-confidence vote. Because the party was unable to reach a compromise on the measure, the government said Tuesday it would force the bill through the lower house of parliament without a vote. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.